In today's gospel is resolved what is often a criticism of our Lord, that he deliberately withheld the truth from souls. But our Lord, in explaining why he spoke in parables, points out it wasn't that he deliberately withheld it, for indeed he wished all to come to salvation, but it was because the hardness of their hearts that they did not understand. And so he spoke to them in parables, because in the case especially of the leaders of the people, the Pharisees and the scribes, envy and lust had blinded them to any hope of gaining an understanding of what Christ came to taught. And so, in speaking to the people in parables, he is trying to give them something to ponder over, something to look into, so that they may try to understand it. And even in there, he is giving them an opportunity to come to repentance, because he knows out of their envy and their lust, they have been blinded, and no understanding can enter into their hearts. For they see things the way they wish to see them, and there is nothing the Lord can do to penetrate that by direct confrontation. And so he speaks to them in parables in order that he may remove the blindness from their eyes. But we see very clearly that when these two vices are deeply rooted in the human soul, they are very hard to root out. Indeed, our Lord, when he would begin his passion in earnest, would tell many of them that indeed they would die in their sins, because they could not even accept the simple, innocent witness of children as to who the Savior was. And so we have much to be rejoicing in, much to be blessed in, for we declare those truths that the Pharisees and scribes, that is, the leaders of the chosen people, did not believe and did not hold in their hearts. But most especially, our Lord wishes, in explaining to us the nature of parables, he wishes to let all souls come to the knowledge that it is not through our own gifts, not through our own intellect, that we understand the mysteries of faith, but that it is a pure, gratuitous gift of Almighty God, who has given that gift to those who have faults and failings, as the early disciples, the apostles, and those disciples that followed the Lord certainly were afflicted with many faults and failings, and we see in the case of the greatest of them even falling into grave sin, as with Saint Peter. But they were humble and they were contrite. They knew they fell because of their own weakness. They knew they fell because they tried to work out their salvation on their own terms. And so they would constantly return to the Lord, asking him for his help, listening to him so that they would come to a better understanding. And so we have much to rejoice, but let us always remember that in order to preserve that faith, we must constantly beseech the Lord and his most holy mother through prayer, in order that we may remain humble, that we remain afflicted by our faults and failings, but when we find ourselves falling, we pick ourselves up again and return to him from whom all good things come. And so it is not under our own strength that we understand the mysteries and the parables of the Lord, but it is by his gift. And so let us strive to preserve that gift in ourselves by doing all that we can, knowing that it is the Lord's work by which we are primarily sanctified. And so we have much to rejoice, and let us rejoice, and let us also pray and offer to the Lord those souls, especially in our day and age, who seem to have no love for Christ, no desire to come to know them. Let us, as it were, by allowing them to see in some way the love of Christ in us, let us give them something to ponder, so that as our Lord tries to do this day to break the hardness of the hearts of the Pharisees and the scribes and those people who chose to follow them, that in seeing Christ in us, also today's leaders and those who seem to have nothing to do with Christ may have something to ponder and somehow begin to desire, even in the smallest way, to desire union with Christ. For once we begin to desire union with Christ, if we maintain that disposition, that desire increases, so that eventually we may acquire that grace by which Christ truly is our all and truly is our desire. And so we see and approach everything in that light. Will this help me remain in union with Christ, or will this distance me from him? And so we would be willing to give up even the simplest things if we saw that it would keep us from the one who is the love of our hearts. And so let us truly rejoice this day that in speaking to the parables, the Lord was not seeking to condemn the Pharisees and the scribes, but was simply trying to reach them in a different way in which he could reach the apostles and the early disciples who did accept Jesus Christ for who he was, knowing that he was the truth. And so the Lord tries everything in the age of mercy in order to get through to the hearts of those who have become hardened to the truth and have desired to seek their happiness in this life, not knowing often in many cases that there is a much greater happiness, and indeed it is the only happiness that the human heart can truly be satisfied with, that is, the happiness of being united to God for all eternity in heaven.
Christus.